Milwaukee officially announced a hit to its economy on Wednesday. High-speed train manufacturer Talgo has decided to pick up and leave town and perhaps sell its two new train sets to Michigan. The Spanish company set up shop on the Century City property in 2010. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz took Mayor Tom Barrett's reaction outside Talgo's gate on the north side.
A tall industrial fence and a few weather-worn trees separated the gaggle of reporters from a sleek train car protruding from what has been Talgo's home. Mayor Barrett said the Spanish company was expected to be the cornerstone of a beleaguered industrial corridor on the mend.
Talgo had set up its North American headquarters right here in Milwaukee to build trains for around the country. For us, Talgo was the beginning. And that rug has been pulled out from underneath us.
The company seemed slated for success a few years ago. Its workers started building two train sets for Amtrak's Chicago to Milwaukee Hiawatha route. While Wisconsin had secured $810 million federal dollars in stimulus money to extend a high-speed link to Madison, the mayor put blame squarely on the shoulders of the Republican-dominated legislature and Governor Scott Walker. They opposed the rail line, insisting the state and federal governments could not afford it and that there was no public demand or need for it. Most work at Talgo ceased. While Barrett foresees Michigan buying the two high-speed train sets to link Detroit and Chicago, he reassures Century City neighbors that Milwaukee still sees great potential here.
Because this year, for the first time in many, many years, we are going to have a new building built on these grounds. At the northern end of Century City, a 50,000-square-foot building will be coming out of the ground later this year. We've had interest from companies who are interested in locating there.
Arilla Eversley and her husband saw the media gathered outside the Talgo gate and stopped to see what was happening.
And I thought, let's stop and find out what's going on. Maybe they're going to reopen this again, you know.
Eversley grew up in the neighborhood and remembers the era when 27th Street was clogged with traffic. So many people with so many jobs. She says she worries now that Talgo has officially announced it's leaving, yet still has hope for Milwaukee.
But I just think that the people need to work together. You know, both sides, Democrats, both parties need to work together for the common good of the people. That's what it's all about.
Eversley heads off to work at a nearby daycare center. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.